Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Huge thank you to you for listening and grateful for you on this 11th day of February, which happens to be my son Aiden's birthday. So Aiden, if you're listening, happy birthday. So we are in Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 17 in the New Living Translation. It says this: "Then Jesus went out to the lake shore again and taught the crowds that were coming to him. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at his tax collector's booth. 'Follow me and be my disciple,' Jesus said to him. So Levi got up and followed him. Later, Levi invited Jesus and his disciples to his home as dinner guests, along with many tax collectors and other disreputable sinners. There were many people of this kind among Jesus' followers. But when the teachers of religious law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with tax collectors and other sinners, they asked his disciples, 'Why does he eat with such scum?' When Jesus heard this, he told them, 'Healthy people don't need a doctor, sick people do. I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners.' Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for, again, another picture of this amazing call that you have called everyone to. And in this case, it's with Matthew, who is making a living by defrauding people. And he leaves everything and follows you. And so, Lord, again, we just settle ourselves in that truth today of just wanting to have that real that realization and that rubber meets the road of faith, where we let go of our agenda and we follow after you, yours, Lord. Help us today to be interruptible by you, instead of being so consumed with what we're doing that we forget to follow you and we instead follow our own agendas or our own checklists or our own way of doing things. And so, Lord, thank you so much for calling us just as you called Levi, and also known as Matthew. Lord, I also just thank you for this interaction. Again, we're hearing another dun 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 in terms of how the Pharisees are interacting with you, Jesus. And first they're, you know, angry about your healing someone and forgiving sins, and now they're angry that you sat with sinners and had just hung out with them and spent time with them, and you didn't seem to really care that you were criticized. And so I just thank you for that. I thank you for the example of, instead of being defensive or trying to prove your point, you just simply told the truth. You said that healthy people don't need a doctor, sick people do. And Lord, that's a huge encouragement to me, because I am a person in need of you. And there are parts of me and my soul that are sick and need the health that you offer. And I know my need for you. And I pray for my friend listening today that they would know their need for you, that we're not righteous. We desperately need you. Of course, we're so grateful for the imputed righteousness that you give us and the right standing we have before God the Father because of what you've done on that cross. So we stand very, very grateful, but we also have that, we want to have that humble posture of realizing that we also are ones who sit with you, with all the other disreputable sinners. And Lord, I thank you that those disreputable sinners, those tax collectors, they actually were attracted to you. And it says there were many people of this kind, which sounds kind of prejudiced, of this kind among Jesus's followers, but you loved everybody. You were not a respecter of persons. You were not chasing after the powerful. In fact, the broken and the needy and the even those who were committing crimes were so attracted to you. And Lord, help us just to understand that and have that belief and have that idea in our heads as we go throughout our days today, that we would be irresistible, just like you were irresistible to people who are broken. And Lord, I also pray that you would give us your heart for people. Instead of saying that people are scum, like the Pharisees did here, help us to see the people in our lives and the people around us and our neighbors as people who are image bearers of you. Lord, thank you for another day to serve you, another day to worship you, another day to love you. We lift up our burdens to you today, those unanswered prayers that seem to weigh heavy on our hearts, those people who are far from you, our friends and family members who are sick. We lay them all at the feet of you, who are very capable to pick those things up and to take those burdens from us, because you're gentle and humble in heart. So thank you for that, Jesus, today, for relieving those burdens. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are an inspiration to me, and you are also an image bearer and a child of the Most High God. Live in light of that truth today.